Welcome to the Core Women Podcast, the place for women entrepreneurs, authors, and self-starters looking to build community and gain valuable insights through expert interviews with women at the top of their game. Join your host, podcaster, producer, expert coach, entrepreneur, and author, Dr. Summer Watson, as she aims to inspire and empower you through these candid conversations. Lean in and embrace the journey. It's time to start the show. Here's your host, Dr. Summer Watson.
Today on the show, I would like to welcome Linda Bonner, who is an artist, author, speaker, entrepreneur, and disability advocate. As an author and advocate, she works with families and caregivers who want to build a fulfilling life for their loved one with Down syndrome so they can experience hope and joy. Her new international best-selling book is entitled Blessed with Extraordinary: Support and Resources for Families of Children with Down Syndrome. We have so many fantastic areas of your life to talk about, Linda. So let's jump right into this and welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here and get this opportunity to just share a little bit about my book with your audience.
I'm excited to have you here. But before we jump into the book, before we explore the many aspects of your life that we are going to explore today, if you could describe your journey in one word to this point, what would that word be and why?
I would have to choose adventure. And adventure. I would pick that word because you never know what's coming around every turn. There are the ups and the downs. Example, missing a flight or having a flight delayed. Those things you can't control. Those things are part of the adventure and the journey. So I think I would describe it that way. There's been a lot of adventure in my life.
You know, I really love that too, because you can choose to get anxious about that adventure, or you could choose to reframe it as you do and say, you know what? You just never know what you're going to find, explore, and uncover through that adventure, right?
Exactly.
And so I love it. I love that word. I think that's the first time I actually had that word. Let's get into this. When thinking about your life journey, what are some of the key experiences you've had that brought you to this point in your life?
Well, I think the main one was the birth of my son with Down syndrome. Up till that point, we had been married for 7 years, and I had what I would really consider this charmed life. And so when I got pregnant, I was a little bit older, I was just thrilled. And then the day he was born, I did not know in advance, we got the diagnosis that he had Down syndrome. And along with that came a heart condition and just other medical needs that often happen with children with Down syndrome. And my world stopped. Mm-hmm. It was definitely a long journey. It's my story from despair to joy. And everything in between was part of that adventure I talked about before, where I had to put in the work. I had to surrender and ask for help. I had to reach out to other people when I knew that it was something beyond me. I had to start trusting other people. I'm a very independent woman. I can do it all by myself. And this was probably the first time in my life where I had to sit back and say, I guess I can't do this on my own, and rely on other people, which was very tough for me.
Linda, I like the word surrender. You had to surrender. Can you tell us more about how you did that? Because I think that would be one of the most challenging aspects. Because how do you do that? How do you let go and know that it is going to be all right, especially with a situation that you knew really very little about? You weren't expecting this. This was a surprise. How did you surrender? How did you learn to ask for help?
So it was a multitude of things. I feel like I got these inclinations. As a believer, you know, I get inspiration from my higher power, which I call God. Then it was these other people that he sent into my life, other people I met at just the right time. For example, I went back to work after my son was born, and I never really grieved. When he was a year old, I was in my office and I completely fell apart. I had to actually call someone. That's back when the days of cubicles. I had to call someone in another cubicle to ask them to come and walk me to the nurse, the longest walk I ever took. I needed to grieve that deeply to go ask for help. So that was one example of surrender. I had to give this up and actually talk to someone else instead of keeping it all inside. I think that as women, we often do that. Again, it's that I'm independent. I can do all this on my own. And so that was one moment when I really had to say, okay, I'm going to tell this other person what's really going on inside of me. Then I joined a Bible study thinking I needed to have more women around me. This group of women was really mature. None of them had children with Down syndrome. They were all a bit older than me, but they were the right people in my life at the right time. They spoke wisdom. And again, it was another point where I could surrender and really share with them what I was feeling. And then I got that kind of support that I never even knew I would have. Another story that comes to mind is I thought I was doing really well. And then I had another kind of emotional breakdown. I was talking to a friend and she referred me to a psychiatrist. Now, you know, that kind of is something that most people don't ever want to talk about. But I'm telling you what, going out and asking for help was so hard. And so being able to surrender again, that I can't do every piece of this on my own, was very empowering. So I did get professional help in a lot of different ways. So those are some examples, but I will tell you that some of the things I did personally to surrender included journaling. I believe that journaling is so important. It's amazing what can happen on that page that you have no idea it's going to come out of your pen. It's a time for reflection, a time for clearing issues, talking about the good stuff. Gratitude, that's another big part of my life right now, is being grateful for the things that I do have, which in turn makes me a happier, more content person and allows me better to deal with those things that come up.
I so appreciate you mentioning all of those milestones, those reflection points, those turns and bends in the road. They're so critical to that growth and that enlightenment and those next steps and that long first walk to the nurse. I want to go back to that for a moment, because as independent women, we feel like we can do everything on our own. We can juggle it all. We can do it on our own, that we don't want to be seen as weak, or in this case, too emotive, because again, that might show our weakness. And yet we all have emotions. If there's one thing that I've learned working in the human services arena, one thing, it is we all feel joy, we all feel sadness, we feel grief, we have the same set of emotions. Now, how we show that, how we experience that, how we live that looks different, but we all have them. As your journey progressed and somebody suggested, well, maybe a psychiatrist. Again, we're talking about our emotions. We're talking about those experiences. And that is cathartic. That is healing. That is okay. Because guess what? We all have them.
I know, but it took me a long time to be okay with that, right?
Yes.
Just the psychiatrist was like, awful. You don't mention it under the table. Don't tell anybody that you're weak. And I think because we are expected to be very emotional, at least for me, I'm like, oh no, watch me do that, right? I can do this on my own. And then of course you have those emotions pop up because they're there.
Right. I think what you mentioned, these different life experiences, what you've done, the journaling, the points of reflection, the growth led you to writing the book, Blessed with Extraordinary, Support and Resources for Families of Children with Down Syndrome. Tell us about this book. We know why it's significant, but tell us more about why it was important to write it and how it can be a resource for other families.
Absolutely. And that is the reason I wrote it, as a resource, a book of hope, a book of encouragement, so that families that are on this journey can build the very best and fulfilling life as they can for their loved one with Down syndrome, really any other disability as well. So first of all, I wrote the book in 8 months because it had been there for 30 years. My son will be 35 this year with Down syndrome. I had so much that I wanted to share because when Kevin was growing up, I had people come out of the woodwork. I had the local Down syndrome guild come right after he was born. And that was still at the point where I was not talking to anyone. I didn't want to talk to anyone. I didn't want to see anyone. I couldn't go out in public because if I saw another child, I would cry. And these people came to my house and I thought, how dare you? How dare you come see me? And of course, it was exactly what I needed. They could share truth and support and all of that. So I want to get payback for all of the good things that I got. I specifically am focusing in the book on not only my journey, but those other things that are of interest to parents that have a child with a disability. How do you teach independent skills? Where do you find resources? How can I get support in my own area? What about me? How do I build self-care into my daily routine? Because for me as a parent, that was the first thing that fell to the bottom. One of my favorite things in this book is called the Caregiver's Bill of Rights. I love this document and I use it for all phases of my life, but specifically when he was young, things like I have the right to be the expert. I know there are doctors and specialists and all that. No one knows my child like I do. I have the right to self-care. I have the right to say no. Those kinds of things are very empowering for a parent. So I kept that document up to date. And that was my way of setting boundaries for myself. I posted it because it was a visual reminder that it was okay for me to have these boundaries and to respect them. And then I could gradually teach other people what my boundaries were. I want parents to look at this book like a toolkit, like a roadmap. There are so many little pieces of information that I think a lot of books on disability or Down syndrome don't include. Mine are very personal, personal stories along the way, personal anecdotes, my list of affirmations that I did for myself personally. And then of course, at the end, resources. What's an ABLE account? What do I do once my child goes to school? Do I need a will? What is a special needs trust? Things like that, that I've gathered together to help parents be able to access it in one place. The other thing that I really loved was we created a workbook. So at the end of each chapter, there are questions to consider. So if you're in elementary school, has your child had their atlantoaxial dislocation x-ray? Have they had this? Have they had this shot? You know, have they been to the cardiologist? All of these kinds of things. So those questions at the end, and the workbook is designed so that parents can take those questions and really break them down. Where are you in your journey? What do you need to consider next based on what you've learned from the book? And I hope that that is going to be very helpful for parents.
I love this roadmap that you've created for others because you've built your own roadmap and those resources are there. This is another phenomenal resource that people can use. They can put this Bill of Rights on their wall as a reminder to themselves that self-care is so incredibly important. As you said, yours went straight to the bottom. So how do you rebuild that? Here's the other thing, Linda. When you reflect on your experience with a child with Down syndrome, from the point that you had him, you had Kevin, to the point where you are now and he's 35, how do you see this experience with your child with Down syndrome? How do you see this differently?
Oh, it is the most amazing experience to be able to grow with him while he grows. He is funny, witty. One example, a couple of years ago, he was still living at home. He's in independent living now. And he walked out from his bedroom with his bag packed and said, "Mom, I'm leaving home," and walked to the front door. And he turns around as he gets, and I'm like standing there like, what? And he goes, April Fools. Now, this is a child that can't tell you who his friends are at school, can't tell you what he had for lunch. I mean, all those things, because they're just not important to him, right? He focuses on what's important. But he thought it was quite funny to tell a joke. And so it's things like that. You know, the beginning was pure despair. I could only focus on his diagnosis. That was it. I couldn't think about anything else. And it was definitely a season of poor me. What am I going to do? Am I ever going to laugh again? Am I ever going to smile again? Am I ever going to be able to go out in public? Will he walk? Will he talk? All these unknowns. And now I'm to the point where I have put a lot of work and energy into helping him become an independent adult. And now both he and I see the benefits. I will tell you that when I brought him to independent living, he's in this amazing place. Everybody was doing fine, got his room all set up, we're at the front. And all of a sudden he comes up to me and he puts his arms out and he says, "Look, Mom, I have new wings." And that's when I lost it. He is the most incredible human being. People sometimes discount him because, one, he has Down syndrome, and two, he has a really bad stutter. But if they give him a moment, they will be blessed beyond measure with his shining smile and his beautiful heart and soul. He's so genuine. He just loves people and wants to be involved all the time. It's so different from when he was born. And I am so grateful for the opportunity to parent him and also for all the people that came beside me to help me get to this point.
I absolutely love this evolution and your journey, not just the reframe, but how it evolved for you to the point where it has been a pleasure and a joy to raise this human being and see you glow. For folks who are out there listening, I know you can't see us, but she's going. And I absolutely love that you shared this journey with us today. I do want to ask you another question. You are also an artist and an entrepreneur. Tell us about your art and how this developed into a business.
I have been a creative soul probably my whole life. I grew up with three sisters, my mom and us. We always had some kind of craft project going. So I've been creating little things along the way. And in 2017, we got an Artomat machine. They can look it up at artomat.org. And it is a vintage refurbished cigarette machine that now dispenses original art. And all the art is 2 inches by 3 inches and fits in a box the size of a cigarette carton. I started creating art for Artomat in 2018. And since then, I've made 100,000 pieces.
Wow.
Just in March alone, I created 350 pieces. So I create the art, and it's all miniature. It's everything from little dresses to birds of encouragement, little cottages that are torn paper, little miniature note cards, all of that. So I create them, patch them up, send them to Artomat, and then anyone around the world that has an Artomat machine can order them. So my art has been everywhere around the world. And I get emails every day from people that find my art in different Artomat machines around the world. So now I've taken that and I am creating it and selling it through my business, which is Linda Bonner Studios. And I'm also a card designer. So I create artisan handcrafted greeting cards for really all occasions for both businesses and individuals. So I might create thank you notes for a business or employee appreciation cards or Mother's Day cards for a nonprofit, things like that. So I love every aspect of it.
Oh my gosh, this is wonderful. You are just so creative and fabulous. I love your journey and the milestones along the way and your business. So thank you for sharing that with us. So we've covered so much here. As we come to the close of the interview, my last comment and question is, you have written in your bio that you believe that you have a blessed life filled with possibilities around every corner. Can you give the listeners one tip to cultivate a blessed life?
I'm going to have to do two.
Okay.
First one is practice gratitude. Because if you are focusing on the things you have, you are less likely to focus on all that other stuff, issues, problems, concerns. Not that they go away, but it makes you emotionally stronger to be able to deal with those. And the second is journaling. I thoroughly believe that if each one of us just even spent 5 minutes every morning journaling, getting things out of our heads and onto paper, watching problems get solved, praying for other people, being an encouragement, writing out your to-do list. It doesn't matter what you write. It's the process of writing. So those would be my two recommendations.
Thank you so much, Linda, for joining me on the Core Women podcast today.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Thank you. You can follow Linda Bonner on Facebook and Instagram at Linda Bonner Studios, on LinkedIn at Linda Bonner, and at www.lindabonnerstudios.com. You can also find her book and the workbook on Amazon.
Thank you for joining us on the Core Women Podcast with Dr. Summer Watson. We're so glad you're here and would love to connect more with you. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at Core Women, and on Twitter at Core Women One. For more about Core Women and Dr. Watson, visit corewomen.com. Want more support and resources for amazing women like you? Great! Join Dr. Watson and Jen Fontanilla at the Life, Love, and Money Collective, a Core Women production that aids in understanding the key traits that might be getting in the way of living a life that you are absolutely passionate about. Connect with Summer and Jen and find out more at thelifeloveandmoney.com.